Folks, soccer doesn't get our kids to heaven. Football doesn't get our kids to heaven. Work doesn't get our kids to heaven. But even more, it doesn't show our kids that God is our priority over everything. God is our priority over everything. It's extremely important that our example shows our children and youth that God is our absolute priority. God purpose. We are painting God esteem, we are painting God priority, and we're painting God purpose. Let's look at verses 76 and 77 of Luke 1. Let's see what Zechariah was saying to his newborn son, 76 and 77. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to His people by the forgiveness of their sins. Zechariah was painting a life picture, wasn't he? He was speaking into John's life, a vision for his life. He was naming out loud. He was naming out loud from the time of John's birth, John the Baptist's life path, his God purpose. Folks, do you think at 2 days old, John understood what his father was saying? But you see, human beings are made with something that we don't have to have knowledge of it. It's called a spirit. And John, Zechariah was speaking into John's spirit, his vision, his God purpose. We need to speak into our kids' lives the vision, the God purpose in their life. Can I get an amen on that? We have got to start realizing that there is a spiritual depth to humanity. And what we watch and what we listen to and what we say out of our mouths speaks to our children and our youth and shapes them and forms them. And besides, if you never heard a positive word from someone you respected in your life, do you really want that to be upon your kids and the next generation? We need to speak a positive word, a positive vision. He was naming out loud from the time of John's birth, John the Baptist's life path, his God purpose. What do you name out loud for your kids? What do you name out loud for your grandkids? What purpose do you give your children or your youth? We need to name out loud our kids' God purpose. So, kids are a canvas. Kids are a canvas. We need to remind them even daily of their value as God's kids and give them God esteem. God esteem. We need to remind them that they are priceless. We need to build a frame around their lives by speaking and living our lives in a way that our kids see that God is our priority and should be theirs as well. Remember, our gods become our kids' gods. We need to speak over them out loud God's purpose in their lives, painting their lives with beautiful hues of color that they can live within. We need to remind them every day, folks, that God is going to do awesome things in their life, and that they are God's priceless gift. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, speak into our kids and our youth's lives, Lord, your purpose and your esteem and your priority. And may this church and the parents that are represented here, the families that are represented here, be first and foremost in realizing that they are your creation, they are your children, and we are the surrogate parents. We love you, God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, next week we're going to begin our teaching series, The Cries of Today's Teens, with The Devil Made Me Do It. Or was it? Thank you for being here today. Would you please stand as we sing, Come, Christians Join to Sing, number 158, as our song of invitation.